Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Rob.
Hello, everybody.
And also with us from multitude of podcasts, we've got...
Oh, I really thought you were going to try. Oh, you're going to try? You're going to try?
All right, so we've got Fanboy Comics Podcast, you got Comic Book Legion Podcast, Batman News Weekly Podcast, and Sentai Ranger Alliance Podcast.
Boom.
Look at that.
We've got Clay. Oh.
What's up?
I don't think I actually introduced you properly last time. I think we just...
Wait, never said your name was Clay. Like the last episode?
Last episode, yeah.
I think we covered it.
I don't know. Whatever.
If not, you can always go in and add it in, and then it'll give you extra time.
That's too much work.
Yeah.
We're on the fourth issue.
He's like, Ron, don't make me do more work.
He doesn't... Well, I got to do enough work with him.
I don't do any of the work. That's the best. That's the only reason why I stay here is because I don't have to do any work.
His work is literally, what are we reading? I hand him a physical copy because he will not do digital, which is fine. I have physical copies, obviously. And then he just comes in and talks smack about it. So
that's awesome.
We are on the fourth issue of Invincible. If you'd like to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last three episodes.
I would also like to point out, I don't always talk smack about them, just the bad ones.
No, like we talk smack about bad ones, yes. Those Flash issues. Never going to live that down.
It seemed like it was our first goddamn year of nothing but horrible Flash.
Well, yeah, because we were leading up into Crisis.
I know.
Oh, man.
All
Crisis
right.
was fantastic.
Crisis was great. Now we have a lot to go afterwards. We'll get there.
Yeah, eventually. Actually, I don't remember. When's the last time we did a DC?
It's been a bit. We'll get there.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Oh, no, wait. We did the Batman Year One.
We've done Wonder Woman. We've done Man of Steel.
Yeah.
We'll get... I have a list. Somewhere.
You know what we haven't done in a really long time, though?
What's that?
Spider-Man.
I've got a list somewhere. Don't worry about it. The Spider-Man's his guy.
Nice.
Alrighty. So we start out this issue with Invincible coming in the robot, going to the teen.
Is it just me, or does Robot look like he's too old to be a teen? Like he's
Robot
has this...
looks like an old grandma
yes,
in this.
Thank
thing.
You.
Robot's a robot.
Like with the lines that are supposed to be like the ventilation of his mouth makes him look like he's like,
I was just making cookies.
I know you haven't read them. Clay, have you read the whole series? I know you've read the last volume and you've read these.
I have not. I've read the first three volumes of this.
Okay.
And then, of course, I read the final arc. So there's a huge chunk that I am missing.
So, because there are some things that, like, I know what's going on.
Well, then shut up until we find out through the podcast when I read these.
Spoilers!
Basically, we find out who Robot is. Okay. We also find out some other things about other people, but we'll get there later on.
I just noticed there's a big screw in the back of Robot's head, and automatically that made me think of Army of Darkness.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Anyways.
So, what we got going on here? Invincible is looking for Eve. He wants to tell her what
and Robot's like, you know, she's got a boyfriend, right?
No, she's dating Rex.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, I know that. I just want to tell her that the bombings have been students from our school. And Robot's like, oh, really?
I know.
That makes sense.
No, he says, I know.
But he does make the comment of like, oh, I assumed or something like
yeah,
that.
Well, yeah,
he says something along those lines.
He says, I know, but because he already knows that there's like a human element to the bombs. Mark is able to put in or give him the information that it's the missing kids from his school. So that kind of leads Robot to start to piece some things together. As they're talking, Eve and Rexplode comes flying in, and Mark tells him what's going on. Rex you know.
Oh, that's awful.
Now this is a very douchebag. This is a very douchebag move.
Yeah,
like just like not. It's like asserting dominance, but like for no reason.
Yeah. Well, and I, unless she is talking about Invincible to Rex constantly, which we don't know because we don't see that. But I doubt.
But I could kind of see why.
Yes.
If she is.
Yeah.
So that's what you do with new friends, though. You talk to other friends about them.
Correct. And they're both go to the same school. They yeah. have, I mean, I'm assuming, I don't remember exactly, but I think Rex is out of high
older?
School. Yeah, I think he yeah. graduated already.
Oh, Chomo.
God damn it.
Well, they're only 16.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure that's
right. Yeah, no, they made the point to say that they are younger.
Okay.
Teenagers. Yes.
He could be 19.
And 18 that's or 19. Still no.
But if they were dating in high no. school,
once you're an adult, you're an adult. They're still children.
So no. I could
This is true.
So when I was dating my ex-wife in high school and I graduated and was 19 and she was 17, that was a problem.
She'd been 18.
Well, see, here's
Dan's
the
older
thing.
Than me.
Yeah, that's right.
This is getting into really awkward territory. But in the state of Texas,
oh god,
it's 17.
I think Indiana's is an adult.
Yeah, 17 okay. is an adult.
I think 18 is here in Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think Texas is the only one that's different.
Really?
Which is weird.
That is
weird.
Yeah. Well.
It's the South. Don't I'm trying to get out of it. I swear.
Yeah. So we go to Mark. He came home. Debbie is kind of waiting up. Like she's just. I don't think Nolan's been gone this long. This is
the longest he's ever been gone. Yeah. That's what she says.
And she was like, you know, I thought you were going to be back for. When you left after dinner. You said you'd be gone for just a few minutes, and he ended up being gone for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, sorry, kind of got away from me, tied up with the teen team. Such a goddamn stupid name. Anyway. So we know it's been months. It's been a long time. Because I think she even says...
The last time he was gone for that long was he was gone for almost 6 months when he missed your birthday.
Yeah, so this is, it's
unprecedented for them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't blame them. Blame them for being worried. So next day at school, Mark and...
This has cracked me up right here. Mark, what do you think of all this stuff? And he's like, I can't believe they expect us to eat boiled chicken for lunch. And she's like, no, dude, I'm talking about the fucking mall bombings.
Hey, priorities, man.
Right.
Priorities.
Like they need to have the rectangle pizzas that we all had that everybody loves.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is the second time I've had this conversation.
I bet you though. Love it. I bet you though if we had them now, they wouldn't be as good.
You might be surprised.
Now, you know what I really miss though? Is the what the fuck were they? It was ravioli. That we had at school, okay. But they had the cornbread, and if you mixed it in with the ravioli,
oh yeah,
that was probably my favorite lunch, hands down.
This is why I loved when my mom was the chef, the cook for my elementary school, dude. That was amazing. Love that.
I don't think I could have done that.
Yeah, it was. There's a Stromboli recipe she had that she would make for the lunch. That I'm still trying to find to this day. It's somewhere. My mom passed away a couple years ago, so we've been going through a lot of the stuff. It's somewhere in one of the cookbooks.
You hope.
Don't know where.
You hope it wasn't just all in here.
I mean, if it was. she wrote everything down. I got the meatball recipe.
Yeah.
Our famous meatball recipe. So she wrote everything down. I'll find it eventually. It's amazing Stromboli, but.
One of your siblings took it already, and they're not.
No, because they don't know where it's at either. I've asked.
That's what they say. They just don't want to share it.
Anyway, back on point.
If you're listening to this, Tommy, we know it was you.
Oh, shit.
No, I know.
He's a jerk.
You know how to cook either, though.
Anyway, I'm not acknowledging that. So
we talked about food.
No, I know. So Mark and Eve are just talking, trying to figure out what's going on. He's just like, I'll keep an ear out, I guess, and I'll watch for anything suspicious in class, but I don't know, you know, just these kids are being randomly taken. I don't know what's going on. We go to, there's a, I'm assuming this is the same
class. It is. Is it the same class? It's the one teacher that they've been showing throughout the thing.
See, I didn't know if it was the same class.
Well, they only have the one class together, which is why I think they always show that class.
Okay, well, either way.
Anyways, but he's like basically falling asleep in class.
Yeah.
While he's listening to the teacher lecture.
Because he's a dipshit. And so Mark and Eve are kind of whispering to each other, and the teacher calls them out. Like, look, lovebirds, like, this is my class. Too bad.
And Mark's like, she's not my girlfriend.
Just like that?
Yeah, dude, like that. Dude, I feel like that is, like, the most middle school thing right? to do. Like, not, let alone high school, but, like, to fight back on it instead of just ignoring it. He's like, she's not my girlfriend. I don't even like girls yet.
I only talk to her because your mom's still busy, dude.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so, you know, they get out of class, and Eve gets a call from a robot saying,
hey. Well, they acknowledge how awkward that entire situation was.
Yeah.
They both go out, and they... I love the little, like, beady eyes that they have for their expressions, and they're like, well, that was embarrassing. Whoops.
So Rex, or I keep saying Rex, Robot calls Eve, which we also, this is where we find out that her full name is Samantha Eve Wilkins, because, so, like, the other thing is, and this is the fourth issue, and Eve does not have a mask. So when she goes to costume up, it's just a costume.
Yeah.
And then she goes to school.
She doesn't have glasses. She doesn't do the whole Clark Kent thing.
So, like, it's
she pretty, straight up just changes clothes.
Maybe it only works on regular people and it doesn't work on super people. So we know that she looks like that because we're going basically from Invincible's point of view.
Maybe.
Thank you.
It's
really thin, guys.
But Robot tells them, like, hey, here's a possible chance that your physics teacher, David Hiles, that's the teacher that they were just in, like, he is the only one that has weapons engineering, military background. Like, I'm pretty positive, like 99.8% sure that he is the one that is kidnapping these kids and putting bombs on them. So you guys should go check it out. And so they go to their spot.
Well, you gotta get the, when she calls out, like, you know, no, to the cafeteria dumpster, like, you know, to the bat cave.
Like, yeah, that's. So yeah, they go to their spot to change. But there's already a couple there making out.
Which, why would, right? Why would you want to make out?
Like, you would think bleachers.
Right.
The janitor's closet. Like,
the class.
Anywhere that doesn't smell like shit.
In,
you know?
In the empty classroom that the teacher left the door open because she was just going to be gone for a minute.
I mean.
That's something to confess there?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know that you knew that much about me. I'm sorry.
I know you live in Texas, everything.
So they do, you know, they costume up and they go flying down to the teacher's house as he pulls up. And even the teacher's like, all right, Sam or Samantha, Mark, why don't you guys come in? Yeah, I didn't expect to be. What did he say? I didn't expect to get caught quite this early and quite. And certainly unexpected, more conventional authorities when the time did come. So he doesn't expect
And then they're like, kids. How do you know who we are? And he's like, you're not even wearing a
mask.
Like, duh. You're in my class. I literally called you guys out today.
I'm listening to your voice right now that I have heard, you know, all year long.
And he's like, yeah, so I'll show you to the fourth missing student. And Mark's like, or Invincible's like, the fourth. I was like, yeah, it hasn't been reported yet. And so he takes him down to the basement. And then there is Derek, who was the first jerk football player we saw in issue one.
Yeah.
And he has got that metal armor chest piece, you know, where the bomb was going off. He's got that strapped in. And let's see, this is where Dumbass gives his, his monologue.
Sly dog, you got me monologuing.
let's see what it says here. It was a constant pestering and belittling. God, I can't fucking.
Words
are hard.
Words.
They are hard. From things like what you see before you that caused my son to commit suicide. And he's referring to Derek, the football player, the popular jock, or, you know, maybe the bomb. I'm not sure.
Everybody thinks those guys are assholes, though.
Hey, hold on.
Don't worry. You weren't that popular, buddy.
Why are my friends with you?
Joe, you were only on B team. It's good.
I was on A team.
Yeah, he was varsity.
Yeah, I went down the state.
Oh, that's awesome.
We lost, but you know, it's fine. So he said, you know, my son's suicide resulting in my divorce, and my divorce led to me losing my job. He's like, I'll spare you the boring details. It's not the death of my son I'm avenging. That would be far too cliche. No, it's the destruction of my life,
which is dark as fuck.
Already,
really think about it. It's not. It's like, screw my kid. It's the fact that you ruined my life. I'm like, what? Like, you don't have the empathy for your own child, and so you only care about your own life, about your own circumstances. That I'm like, dude, you deserve to die. Well, whatever happens.
But then
to
he
you.
Even says, like, it's, you know, people like this. The partying, the alcohol, the sports, the, you know, doing the homework, like just all of it. Just I hate it all. Why the hell you're a teacher? I get it. Like, you lost your job and you became a teacher now. But
if you're really that upset with your life, why didn't you just off yourself and save us all this trouble?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was bad.
Well, and ironically, though,
I am not saying that if you are suicidal, you should just off yourself. I'm saying if you're an asshole like this and you want to kill other people.
Okay. Right. Good job clarifying that.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Which ironically, he rips up his shirt and he also has a bomb strapped to his chest.
Thank goodness, because at first we thought he was getting weird with some students.
I mean, look, he's whatever.
I mean, he's already kidnapping children.
Right here, you see him unbuttoning his shirt right here. That's all you see. And I'm just saying that, like I said, thank God there was a bomb when he opened his shirt up. Could you imagine,
they're both, and you already see the panel before the unbuttoning of his clothes. Mark is looking at him like, what? And like, if that's the first thing Mark sees, he's probably like,
this is,
oh God,
this is where you get the visible sigh. Where like, you know, he's like, and now, and then, you know, they open up, they're like, oh thank God,
oh thank God,
you're gonna try to rape us. Woo.
The old blaming
cattle. It's only a bomb.
Bombs I could deal with. Old wrinkly balls, I don't know.
God. So David, he's like, oh darn it, I guess I started the timer too late when I saw you guys. Well, guess we only got a couple more seconds. So Invincible grabs him and flies him, you know, through the house,
which we get the beginning of the story.
We basically get a reprint of the first page and the next couple pages, literally just copy paste.
Panel for panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so the guy's dead. That's who was at the beginning. Invincible flies back down and, you know, paramedics are grabbing Derek because Eve called the cops or somebody. No, Robot called the cops. Yeah. So they just got there earlier. And so they're like, all right, cool. I guess I'll see you at school tomorrow. And Eve's like, yeah, I'll go report back to Robot. So Invincible goes home and he's like, hey mom, is dad back yet? And she's like, not yet. Go upstairs, get cleaned up for dinner. We get her like setting the table. And then Nolan, Omni-Man, comes walking in. He's like, I need a shave. Just walks right past, like nothing had ever happened. And Debbie looks around the corner and starts crying because she's happy. And again, she's like, all right, so anything interesting happened today? Mark is like, found out my teacher has been turning my classmates into bombs and been blowing them up.
To take revenge on the kids that he felt were the ones that caused his kid to commit suicide, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
And then he also put a bomb on himself, and I had to basically take him over the Arctic to let him blow up.
Well, I want to stop right there because we had the conversation a couple, I think it was either last issue or the one before that, where Nolan was talking to Mark about how as he progresses, his powers will, you know, enhance. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say he was at 39 seconds when the teacher revealed the bomb. Yeah. And he was able to fly all the way to Antarctica,
which we don't know what town they're in,
but we know not saying in the United States.
Yes, it's that's still a way.
United States all the way to Antarctica.
Yeah, it's still a way.
It's pretty far,
right? And so I would also like to point out that if he was moving that fast, with the way that he was carrying the teacher, it would have ripped him in half,
probably.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Kind of cool. Like show up, and you're like, oh, what the hell's all over me?
Oh God, that's where the bomb was. He has to go back.
And then you get this Canadian. Hey, what's that falling out of the sky, eh?
Boom. Then we get Omni-Man. He's like, I spent the last 8 months enslaved by an army from an alternate dimension. Basically, a week ago, I led the revolt. And then the scientists were able to open up a portal to send me home. And Debbie's like, that's nice. Who's ready for dessert? And that's the end of this first arc. Clay, I think I already know, but what did you think about this arc, this Invincible comic?
With it being the introduction, it's balls to the wall crazy. You know, I feel like, of course, with Ryan Ottley's introduction, it gets a lot bloodier, which I absolutely love. But I love this character. I'm very excited for the TV show to come out on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Seth Rogen, for being a comic book nerd and doing that for us.
He's had great stuff. The Boy, yeah. Priest, like
Boys, Priest, yeah, Preacher, everything, sorry, Preacher, everything, yeah, yeah. And so I really enjoyed this. I love the Superman references because I'm such a big Superman fan, and I love the introduction to the characters that we see here because we are going to have them for a very, 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 very long time throughout the series.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Possibly. We don't know who dies yet.
Anyway. Ron, what'd you think?
Oh, I loved it. It was great. I like how they're, you know, I love, you know, little witty shit in comics. You know, whether it's a snarky remark or whether it's like, you know, something that, you know, you see in the background, like, you know, like we said with like the Toys Be Wee.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
The Superman, like that Superman, yeah, Red Sun Superman t-shirt. Like,
yeah. You know, the Batman reference, like, yeah, you know, to the dumpster. it was fantastic. It was well written. I like the art style. It's,
it changes. Like it, I'll show you what it changes to, but
yeah,
it changes.
I think you will like the
change. I liked, so when Ottley jumped onto Spider-Man, a couple years back, it was hard to distinguish
about 2 years ago.
Between Mark and Eve and Peter and Mary Jane.
And Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what so many people made that reference.
It was
so
it was
many people.
Pretty bad. But yes, the art is amazing. And yeah, I agree with both of you. This is a great series. I'm happy to be rereading them again. Like I've read them all through the whole series already, but I haven't touched it since the series ended, which was either last year or the year before. So 2018, 2019, I can't remember exactly which. Great series. I'm looking forward to covering the rest of them at some point in time. We've got so many series to cover. Fuck. Well, the problem is,
well, considering how many volumes does this thing have? Like 300?
No, it's 12. 12? No, 16. Shit, I don't remember.
This does not have just 16.
Nope.
It has more than 16.
Sorry,
volumes.
I'm thinking it's 26 is what it is, because I'm thinking of the Ultimate Collection, which is only 12. So that's
okay,
that's what it is.
Okay.
It's 26 or 27. Yeah, but at least this is one that has ended. So it's not like Batman, which is good, or Superman, or Captain America, which is constantly going on.
But this also has a spinoff. It has Invincible Universe as well.
Yes. We'll touch on that at some point in time. Because that happens as the series is going, right? That's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was done a lot faster.
Yeah, because there wasn't a lot of it.
The actual series.
There was only like maybe 12, maybe 16 issues. There wasn't too many, was there?
Yeah, I think, if anything, I think it hit maybe 20.
Okay. So those are the ones I have not read, except for the one or two issues that were in the trades.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, let's see here. Clay, you want to go ahead and shout out all your many, many podcasts?
Oh, now it's my turn. It's your turn. Now it's my turn. Yes. Okay. So, of course, you can always find me at Fanboy Comics Podcast. If you want to find me on the interwebs as far as social media, it's at Fanboy Clay on Instagram and on Twitter. Fanboy Comics Podcast on Instagram and Twitter as well. And then there is the Comic Book Legion Podcast, the Batman News Weekly Podcast, and like we said before, the brand new Ranger Alliance Podcast on the Geekverse Network.
Go check out Redbubble for our shirts. Go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Our song was done by Joe from Wreck My Podcast or Sex Turtles. Love it. Go check those guys out. What else? I think I got everything.
Leave us comments. If you leave us fun ones, we'll read them on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Damn, show. We had one that I totally forgot to pull it up.
Oh, what the hell? Pull it up right now.
Nah.
Do it.
No, I can't. Literally, I can't.
Oh.
I don't have it. I can't do it on my phone. It's an Android phone. I'll read it on. Maybe I'll put it as an extra on the Chitty Chats that came out a month ago. With Clay. Professional. This is wonderful.
See, now I'm curious about the comment was.
Clay, thanks for coming on, man. We really appreciate it. And we'll definitely have to get you back on here.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you.
Not only for the main feed, but if you wouldn't mind coming on a rundown review at some time in the future, covering a comic book movie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We'll get that. We'll figure that out off mic sometime. I'll text you sometime. But all right, thanks guys. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. You can find more of Clay on all of his podcasts, which include Fanboy Comics Podcast, Batman News Weekly, Comic Book Legion, and his newest one, Ranger Alliance, a new podcast from the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network. You can find the Geek Ultimate Alliance and all of Clay's other shows on your podcast app of choice. You can also follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Fanboy Clay. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, and you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.